Nearly 1 million students and academics travel from other countries to learn at America's colleges and universities. By August 1, 2003, they're required to apply to enter the U.S. through SEVIS, the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System. It was supposed to be a simple and secure method of double-checking that applicants are who they say they are, but it's not working out that way. Priscilla Huff has an update on the new student visa process.
Trying to check the status of its international students, Cornell University discovered it was accessing Harvard's data. George Mason University, a state school outside Washington, D.C., pulled up the records of a Princeton student enrolled in New Jersey. Needless to say, educators are not impressed with a new student and exchange visitor information system.
The monitoring system, the SEVIS system, is still, in our view, broken.
Marlene Johnson is the executive director of the Association of International Educators.
From the standpoint of the students and the schools, the system is at best an inefficient screening process.
SEVIS is designed to be private. A school should only be able to look at its own data. It's supposed to be an essentially paperless process based on the internet. Administrators complain if applicants' data is entered incorrectly, even by accident, there's no way to change it. Worse, they've been locked out of the system at times, or processing has been delayed so badly, applicants have missed enrollment dates and international conferences. Janice Jacobs with the State Department insists, however, there is some good news.
97% of the people who apply for visas normally have a decision within 1 to 2 days. It's a very small percentage of the overall number of applicants that are actually subject to these new clearance procedures.
And the other good news is that, across the board, the number of students and scholars applying to travel to the U.S. is remaining at the same level. Peggy Blumenthal with the Institute for International Education.
The top sending countries, India, China, Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Canada, Mexico, these are not countries that are really feeling the heat of the new regulations, although India has a large Muslim population, obviously, and so there is some issues there. But there are huge numbers of Indian students and Chinese students continuing to apply, many getting turned down in their visa applications and many getting approved.
Those not getting approved are more likely to come from the Persian Gulf region. Peggy Blumenthal.
Campuses that recruit heavily in the Middle East or in Southeast Asia certainly are very hard hit by some of these issues.
That's because SEVIS has its roots in a key circumstance of the 9/11 hijackings. 6 months after the tragedy, a flight school in Florida received approval to switch two of the hijackers' visas from visitor status to student status. Legislators are keeping a sharp eye on the new student visa system, motivated by the fear of another September 11th-type tragedy. Indiana Republican Congressman John Hostetler now chairs the immigration panel of the House Judiciary Committee.
Those problems cause tensions between foreign students and these institutions of higher learning, and so there's a big concern overall that the impact of a system not well implemented will have ramifications down the road on these universities and colleges.
And impact on the students who come to study here. Janice Jacobs with the State Department wants to work with the intelligence agencies and the Department of Homeland Security to make sure the wrinkles are ironed out.
While I'm in this job, if I do nothing else, what I would like to do is to introduce predictability back into the system. I think that that is what perhaps has been the most frustrating part for the people caught up in delays after 9/11. You don't really mind waiting. Well, you may mind waiting for 3 months for a visa, but if you know that at the end of 3 months a decision will be made, I think that's a lot easier to deal with than sort of being left in limbo and not knowing.
Data entry, internet access, documentation, software bugs, and cost are just some of the problems with SEVIS. Assistant Secretary of State for Consular Affairs Mara Hardy says Washington is committed to making the system work.
I don't believe that we have to choose between secure borders and open doors. It is incumbent upon us all to do both. We hope that the very valuable asset of international exchange continues to thrive in a nation that is both open and secure for its citizens, as well as those who would come to join us.
Educators, administrators, and government officials do agree on the bottom line. Opportunities to learn in the U.S. have a greater value than just tuition dollars. And they've got to figure out how best to make sure the greatest number of students can take advantage of an American education while keeping the bad apples out. For Common Ground, I'm Priscilla Huff.